Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, and another independence declaring kind of individual, Jim Gale. Now, Jim Gale and I have not talked before other than, you know, the pre-show and a couple of texts and so on, but let me tell you what happened. You know, James Corbett was like, man, you got to talk to Jim Gale. You know, then we stopped by and saw Richard Lisa Grove. Oh, you got to talk to Jim Gale. Then, you know, we're talking to Joby Weeks, your good friend, and kind of, hey, you got to talk to Jim Gale. And I'm like, all right, who the heck is Jim Gale? Oh, my God. So then we find out Food Forest in Florida near Orlando. I'm originally from Florida until I was 12. We moved to Arizona. My mother's family was in Florida. Is my father's family. So growing up until I was, 12, 13 years old, I know Florida, okay? I've been around in the woods a lot as a kid back when you used to be able to go play in the woods. And, you know, it grows everywhere. Everything grows wet, and rust. I mean, you know, it's just the way it is. Humidity, rust, you know, and growing food everywhere. Now, it's 40 to 60 inches of rain, as I remember. I mean, it depends. I mean, it's a lot. Arizona, not so much, okay? So can we transfer a lot of this over there? Of course you can. You know, it's in Arizona, a lot of people don't know. It's number one in lettuce during season. It's number, you know, one, two in cotton. It's number two or three, depending on the weather in Florida and California, for citrus. You add water, it grows in Arizona, okay? Just saying. So this is and it's dry. Yay, I'm looking forward to going back to that. So we're in Pennsylvania now, on our way back. We got Midfest to hit. We're going to visit some friends and so on. By Halloween, we're going to be back in Arizona IA, and we start the build. Now, this is very interesting. You know, just to remind some of you guys, well, what we're doing is this. Now, this is going to be, you know, it's kind of like this. It's a little bit more foliage, but we need help to make sure that our land feeds us. This is, you know, kind of, we're going to have a nice homestead kind of thing. We've done this before when we were in Arizona. A lot of the people have visited us for 10 years. We were at a place in Northwest Phoenix. We had 2 acres, and a lot of people had horses around us. We had goats and chickens and aquaponics and tried a bunch of stuff, so we know what the land can do. Now, there are people that do kind of this food stuff in Arizona, so we're kind of familiar with some of the plants, but Food Forest does it all over the world. They have people and infrastructure and installers and expertise all over the world. And there's deserts all over the world. Okay? So we want to get, now let's go ahead and give you a quick introduction to Jim. He's an outdoor enthusiast, entrepreneur, permaculture expert, financial expert, husband, father, friend, 4-time All-American national champion wrestler. And I wrestled in high school 4 years. I know, you know, the discipline that takes and work. God, man, I get it. We got a lot of things in common. Jim has spent his adult life exploring He backpacked through 37 countries, lived with the Maasai, desert. Yep, yep. Gets the experienced island life in Hawaii for a time, all learning about cultures and fine-tuning his interest. At 29, he set new goals, starting with, I want to be retired in 3 years. Then created a billion-dollar mortgage company in 3 years, helping him accomplish that life goal. Following the achievement of his mortgage success, he bought a boat and lived on the ocean for a year, then moved to Costa Rica to build eco-villages where he discovered permaculture. This was a life-changing experience. The aha moment where he set a new mission to bring this concept to every household in the world. And Viola, Food Forest Abundance, was born. Jim is a sought-after motivational speaker who discusses self-reliance, entrepreneurship, food independence, supply sovereignty, and a grow freedom mindset. I highlighted that, grow freedom mindset, Jim, because I remember there was a guy did a TED Talk. He's out of L.A., and he goes, you ain't gangsta unless you're growing money. You know, you're growing food. Because in the ghettos and so on, he's going, it's just, you know, fried chicken and liquor stores. And he's going, they need to have some real food. And the city was getting on his crap, that little strip of land between the sidewalk and the road. Oh, you're responsible for that. Okay, so he planted food. And then the city of Los Angeles went after him. And at the same time, in Arizona, they were kind of, about this chicken thing, you know. So they kind of relaxed that a little bit. And then, oh, my God, somebody was growing tomatoes in their front yard. You're not allowed to do that, you know. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, what the crap? So this is, we are on the same wavelength, and all our political activism and traveling and everything that we've done has moved us towards this. That's why all the people I talk to, our friends, the, you know, influencers and so on, say we should talk, because I've been yakking this for years, and we're getting ready to start it. So what I want you to do is go ahead. A lot of questions for me is going to be why. Why you even cared? Where did you get this philosophy, this freedom-oriented, leave-me-aloneism? And in your presentation, video presentation you did on Narcopoco, you had the American peace flag. I mean, you're going all in, man. You're going, they're the evil empire of, and we're going to, food, okay? So for the past couple of years, I've been screaming, this whole thing that you see going on, it's going to be a food thing. You know, it's going to come down to food. They're going to control with food. You know, I have, oh, Donna, hand me that book. Here it is. Okay, I got it right here. You know, my wife and mother-in-law and their family are from the Ukraine area. So my wife got her this book, Red Famine, Stalin's War in Ukraine. Yeah. So my mother-in-law, she's just like, you crazy libertarian thing, right? She read this book, and she's like, whoa, because I kept saying it's going to be a food thing. And from her heritage and family members that she knew when she was little, being told about this by grandparents and everything, what happened, you start to see it, you know? So I'm gonna read the book and see how Stalin did, because I can feel it coming. It's a control thing. So we're taking away their control, occupying the land, getting away from their central authority. Off, we're not off the grid. We're above the grid. I mean, we're just like, you know, need not apply. With this mindset and introduction, I'm looking for you to help us get in your head how it is that you evolved to this from your successes and other things, why this was such a passion for you, and how it is that you came to, you know, voluntarist, leave me alone, anarchist, whatever you want to call it, is, you know, mindset, and why is it you're in America, in Florida? Why? So answer all my whys for me, will you, Mr. Gale?
Oh, thank you, Ernest. I sure as heck will. I'm very happy to be here. I'm excited because during this show, we are going to lay out the strategy and the tactics that will change the world. And I say that with knowing, with certainty, because it's so simple, right? It was about 2007. I was living in Costa Rica. I had money and I had time. And I was at a little expat meeting where we used to go sit and just BS and talk about whatever. And some guys at the end of the table said that 9/11 was an inside job. And I sat back with a smirk, and then they kept talking about it. And I finally stood up and I laughed. I said, you guys are full of it. I said, there's no way that could be the truth because it would take too many people to pull it off. I was ignorant. I did not understand compartmentalization. I did not know that J.P. Morgan and his crew had purchased all of the mainstream media 100 years previous. I did not know the book 1984 or that it was already happening by the time the book was written. I didn't know any of that stuff. But then they told me to go watch a movie, a film, a documentary called Zeitgeist. And I went and watched that, and my world changed that day. And I then went into a period of cognitive dissonance. I said, how is this possible? Everything we've been taught, well, I didn't quite go that far yet. In fact, here's how ignorant I was. When Obama got elected, which was the year later, I had tears of joy, right? That is my level of insane ignorance because I thought it was the Bush family that did it. I didn't recognize at that point that Governmente is our adversary in this game of life. And so then when Obama got elected, I was happy and cheering. And then he went and destroyed all of these countries. And that's when I woke up. It was somewhere around 2008-09 when I started really waking up. And it has been a process ever since. At the same time, I was developing these eco-villages, and I bought a cattle pasture. And my intention, my vision for this cattle pasture was to put fruit trees and all of the incredible fruits of Costa Rica up and down every fairway, take the poisons out and turn this cattle pasture into a living golf course with animals and habitat and birds and toucans and parrots everywhere. Well, what happened was I got the attention of some angry environmentalists, and they started slandering me to the public. And I heard about all this slander. They were very vocal about it. They did not want a golf course in the southern zone of Costa Rica. And so I invited them into my office because I love feedback from critics. It's free. And sometimes they have a point in some way. So I actually invited these two women into my office. And my intention was to inspire them to actually advocate for what we were doing because it was good. Relative to that cattle pasture, it was amazing. So I did not know about permaculture at the time. Anyway, they came into my office and they yelled at me for about 30, 40 minutes until I finally said, thank you, I've had enough. I wiped off the blood and the sweat and the tears. And then they exposed the idea of permaculture to me. Permaculture means permanent culture. It's an agricultural design science. It's a set of ethics and principles. And the ethics are very simple. The ethics are people care, earth care, and this one got me. It's fair share, right? Well, I've changed that. And actually, a lot of the permaculturalists, which is, by the way, a decentralized system of design principles, to reinvesting the surplus in ways that do good instead of bad, right? In ways that do not harm people or earth, right? Because what happened in the permaculture movement is a large percentage of permaculture advocates believe in socialism and communism. They believe in sharing at the point of a gun, which is not sharing. It's slavery, right? So I went down the rabbit hole and I had 12 hours a day and I became obsessed. And then I read Bill Mollison's quote. And this one brings tears to my eyes and pause every time. Though the problems of our world are increasingly complex, the solutions remain embarrassingly simple. And I started to bawl because I had my first two daughters at that point. My why starts with my family and my love for my family, my friends, and our world. And I decided at that point that I was going to put all of my life's attention into catalyzing shift that results in mass adoption of taking the poisons out and growing food instead of lawns. Now, that's an evolution of the process. It didn't start with that. It just started with, what's the solution? And when somebody's obsessed, like I was, right, when I wrote my goals to be a wrestling champion, I became obsessed with it in a joyful way. When I wrote my goals to earn $3 million in 3 years, starting from scratch with no industry knowledge, I became obsessed with it, and I enjoyed the process. Until I didn't, and then I got out of that. Anyway, when my daughters, having them and asking the question, what's the world going to be like in 10, 20, 30 years? What's the world of my grandkids going to be like? Well, that question, not knowing the answer to that other than seeing the destruction, that question created scarcity. Right? So I've been rambling on quite a bit there. Do you want to break in?
No. You go. Everybody yells at me for interrupting too much. So you go.
Oh, no, buddy. I love it. So any time, just jump in and I can clarify any particular thing.
You can go until you're boring or bored. I don't care. You know, this is, you keep,
all right.
Go. I know the, all right, let's do this since you make you feel comfortable. Passion
love
and information,
so,
enthusiasm creates a long monologue, and I got a bunch to tell you, okay? Which is why in the pre-show, I wanted to express myself so we kind of understood who each other are. Now I'd be quiet. Everybody yells at me, let Jim talk, you know? So he gave you an invitation. You guys are in trouble. He did it. It was him. But the, no, this is exactly what we need from you is the storyline, you know, how you got to this and the why and the motivation. One of the things that is very impactful, I don't, until you have children and you're not a sociopath, I mean, you have some empathy for people, you have children, it changes you. It changes the way you look at the future. 5, 10, 20 years is snap of a finger. You're looking at, I have grandchildren now that are in their teens, and I'm going, you know, 10 years from now, they're going to be, I'm going to have great-grandkids. Then what? You know, what kind of world are we dealing with? Where are we trending? What's going on? When we started in the late 80s, and I, within a few months, I could see what was going on, bunch of political, you know, scumbags. So as I could see what was in charge of our future, I go, whoa, what the crap? We are going to be in trouble. Donna and I were 28, you know, late 20s, early 30s, about that time. And I knew that by the time our children were our age then, which was 2016, I think, and I go, by the time they're our age, that we are at that time, it's not going to be the same country. They're not going to have the same options. They're not going to have the same, you know, abilities to be able and the freedom to and all that. I go, this is a philosophical battle. This is a spiritual battle. This is good, evil. And I called them the pointy horn, pointy fang, blood dripping, pointy tail people. I mean, I didn't know how to else to say it. They're bad because they don't care. You know, they'll mow over however many, you know, millions to be able to get, you know, a gold toothbrush or something. I mean, it's just, these people are messed up in the head. So that's what I knew we were up against. So all of my activism, if I'd known this, I would have focused on this. But we had to go through that and the lockdowns and COVID and 9/11 and, you know, Ruby Ridge and Waco and Oklahoma City bombing and financial distress and the Federal Reserve and and then their attack on any kind of freedom or people money with crypto or using silver and gold and do it. It's so obvious what's going on. So those of us that get it, you know, where do we devote our time? Where can we have the most impact? Where can, it's decentralization. And it's decentralization in power, decentralization in water, food, all shelter. It's all the foundational fundamentals of making humans happy, healthy, and part of their community. Now, of course, libertarians aren't, we're selfish for life, we're selfish for our interests, but we're generous. We're giving. We share, we understand it's in our own individual self-interest to be an add to our community. And that is what Food Forest does at a fundamental base level around the world with experts and people willing to help. Now, it's not free. You know, it'd be a business, and we'll talk about that, too. But and let's segue into that. Creating this, it's got to be self-sustaining for you. So, you know, and it's for you, but the investment people make for it being self-sustaining for them. Now, if they're looking to have help or do this, what resources are available? How much does it cost? Can they do it on their own? Do you have the poor man free PDF or something? I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. But the big thing with the enthusiasm that you have and the knowledge that you have and the team that you have and the vision that you have, it takes a lot of exactly what you do, this enthusiasm and confidence to motivate people to go down this path. But a lot of times what's in their way is themselves, more often than not, but it's government. It's always some permission slip you didn't get. You didn't do it right. You're not allowed. You didn't do it my way. You didn't use the right colors. I mean, you know, whatever the crap it is. So I want to talk about that. And then, of course, I want to get in how you select people that you work with. Somebody gives you money. All right, man, you know, this is a contract and we do whatever. But when you have your own facility, when you're having your home, who's your neighbors? Who do you allow to come in? Do they purchase? Do they rent from you? You know, is it, are they labor? How are they selected? What are the criteria for building a community? I've come to the idea that I don't want an intentional community. I want an unintentional community. I want to have, you get your land, you get, this is yours. You know, yours is not mine, mine definitely not yours. Okay? Then, how does it evolve? Or do you have it on a plantation and everybody does what the, you know, homeowner association says? See, I don't know, you know, what the best for me. I'm like, well, this is definitely mine. I don't mind you having that neighbors, but then that's yours, not mine. I don't care. You sure as heck don't get to tell me what to do. I don't want to tell you what to do. So this is kind of the mindset that we're talking. All right. You asked me to talk, that's me talking. So go ahead and comment on all the stuff that I just addressed. You know, I know you're building up the pressure. Go, man.
I love it. There's so many nuggets that I want to expose that you brought up there. The first one I'm going to talk to is the cost, right? It is the best investment I've ever made in my life, and I'm going to boil it down to one fruit tree installation. When you buy a fruit tree at a local nursery, you might get it in a 15 or 20 gallon pot for a pretty good sized fruit tree. You might spend $150 to $200 on that fruit tree. When you put that in the ground correctly, with a guild around it, which is a community of plants that support each other.
Hey! One man!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. As the conflict between Israel and Hamas enters its third week, Israeli fighter jets have intensified their attacks on Gaza. Simultaneously, the White House is urging Israel to refrain from a ground invasion, emphasizing the importance of securing the release of hostages held by the Palestinian militant group. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East. That's due to concerns that the conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate.
We know Iran continues to support Hamas and Hezbollah, then in some cases actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others who may want to exploit the conflict for their own good.
Kirby noted an increase in rocket and drone attacks by Iranian-backed proxy groups. In September, nearly 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border. That marks the highest monthly figure ever recorded. John Schaefer, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Your independence on the Free Talk Live Network is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Let's talk about your positive experiences using Dash. Dash has transaction fees that are less than 1 cent. Dash transactions are instant, irreversible, and are protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Dash is the world's first decentralized autonomous organization. BitRefill allows for discounted purchases at national retailers. We want to thank Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use. Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We are continuing our conversation with Jim Gale, foodforestabundance.com. You walk out your front door and you feed yourself year-round. No tilling, no planting. You have a guild of plants around certain trees that support each other, and you just go pick up your food. This is going to be changing a lot of perspectives. Enjoy.
I love it. There's so many nuggets that I want to expose that you brought up there. The first one I'm going to talk to is the cost, right? It is the best investment I've ever made in my life, and I'm going to boil it down to one fruit tree installation. When you buy a fruit tree at a local nursery, you might get it in a 15 or 20 gallon pot for a pretty good sized fruit tree. You might spend $150 to $200 on that fruit tree. When you put that in the ground correctly, with a guild around it, which is a community of plants that support each other, when you put the beneficial insect attractors and the nitrogen fixers and some comfrey for dynamic accumulation of nutrients and so on, and you build good soil and you put some compost tea on that, right? You might have a few $100 into the installation, maybe even $400 or $500 into the installation of a good sized fruit tree. Within 1 year, that fruit tree is going to 50% or double or even quadruple in size. Within 1 year, the asset that you purchased is going to be worth way more value, right? And if you start with a seed, it's even better. You start with a seed that costs you nothing. You could literally go to the grocery store right now and you could buy a bunch of fruits and veggies that you like with $20. You could then take those home. You could eat the fruits and veggies and you could take the seeds out of them and you could go online and you could create your own Garden of Eden, your own food forest with your own resourcefulness with no extra fiat out of pocket. However, we all know that the U.S. dollar is scheduled to be destroyed and it has been being destroyed since 1913 and 1971, Bretton Woods, all these things. The fiat currencies always fail because they're not attached to anything of significance. They are operated by the same systems and we don't need to go into all that. But what we're doing is we're showing people how exactly to compost the fiat. Fiat is crap. Crap makes good fertilizer. So let's turn that fiat into fertilizer that grows life exponentially, right? And I say exponentially intentionally. You can count the seeds in an apple, but you cannot count the apples in a single seed.
Oh.
Nature's design, God's design, is exponential.
I'm going to rip
it
that saying
exponential.
Off.
We are meant.
You know, one thing that you said when you did your video, I was watching Narcopocalypse, Richard Grove made sure I watched it. And what was interesting, you kept saying fiat, fiat, fiat. And I'm like, is he for shredding dollar bills and putting them in the soil or something? I'm glad you clarified that. Just shred the money, man. That's all it's good for anyway. You know, wallpaper and bathrooms and feeding plants, you know. But the, is composting and so on. That, of course. And in Arizona, I plan on doing a lot of wood chipping because there's a lot of landscaping. There's a lot more green in downtown Phoenix than people realize because they irrigate everything. There's a lot of water there. They keep screaming that there's no water, but they got like 40 years of water. We're fine. But that's why agriculture is so prominent in Arizona, ranching and agriculture and mining, because you add water and freaking it grows. Well, I'm looking forward to learning about different plants because I've been in Central America and different other arid areas. And I go, woo, I want that tree for damn Skippy. And I'd like to have, and I'd like to have, like to have. Then we started finding out in Tucson, they had created a community seed library. It was one of the municipal libraries that people, because what they were looking for, what were the native plants that the natives ate? How did they survive in the desert? You know, we want to create a desert food forest kind of thing. So people would come in, they check out seeds, they grow, they create more, and they put back more than what they took out. You know, so it just kind of been building up over years, a lot of native seeds for doing this kind of thing. So I'm not really concerned about that ability. You know, this is, you know, we've kind of gone down the road on that. What I'm really concerned with, I'd like you to start to address, is the community itself. The type of people, what you're doing with the people that are interested. You know, they're just students, or you have residents, you have staff. How are they selected? What kind of rules do you live under in a location? Because near Orlando there, is that your permanent base? I mean, you got others around the world, or is that your home? That's it. You know, describe it for us.
Okay, well, first I want to address, and then I'll definitely get into community, which is incredibly important. I want to address this idea and help create awareness around the permaculture principles. Catching and storing water in the land in your area is job one.
Yep.
Designing swales, which are ditches on contour. So when it rains that 7 inches of a year, that water goes into these swales and it slows down, it sinks and it spreads. Then when you put ground cover and canopy trees in there and all of the permaculture design guilds, now your water, your earth becomes literally a water battery. Your earth becomes your water storage, which you inferred or referred to earlier. And now when you bring the canopy up and you create shade, then the trees become the source of the filtering and of the water storage. And there's a cycle that's created. Right? A big tree in a rainforest will transpire like sweat over 400 gallons of water per day into the atmosphere. Right? So when you create these little oases in a food forest and you store water, then they go exponential. They keep expanding. So the vision is to create these little hubs where maybe we have a deep well that sucks up the primary water 600, 800 feet down. And now you've got infinite water, and now you create these water systems through food forest design, through permaculture design, right? So to get to the community part of it,
okay, before you get to the community
thing
part,
I've ever done,
you mentioned yeah. primary water, and this is relatively yeah. new concept for me. Describe that. When you talk about primary water, you're talking about what?
So here's what I know talking to some primary water experts who dig these wells all over the place. It is water that has never, or at least not for a long time, seen the light of day. It's deep water. And what I've heard from these fellas, and I believe them, that almost anywhere you can dig deep enough and you can hit primary water, right? Most of the time it's a lot deeper than the standard 100 to 300 foot wells. You might go down twice that far, but then you've got an infinite supply of really good water, and this can be done all over the world. One guy said that he's missed 1 out of 99, or 1 out of 100. He's basically got a 99% success rate on finding
yeah,
primary water.
Yeah, no, you go about in Arizona, the primary water is like 800-900 feet or something. They start finding this out. That's a long freaking way. But yeah. the thing is that it's a byproduct. Like, okay, real quick. When Michael Rupert, I think it was, came out about peak oil, he's got, oh, peak oil, we're not going to have any yeah. oil anymore, and it's all done. While they were advocating for abiotic oil, which is just a byproduct of the heat and pressure of the crust and hydrocarbons coming up. It's not rotten dinosaurs. It's just part of the crust, you know, and they started finding out that old wells were just recharging. They go back, and the oil is back. So I asked him, you know, I was interviewing one time, going, so how do you know that it's peak oil? How do you, well, Saudi Arabian government sent me, and I go, oh, well, hell, then it must be true, you know. I go, you got a 2-mile dipstick? I mean, you know, I need, you know, how do you know? As well, because the government told me, well, that don't mean nothing to me. So then we find out the same kind of thing, that H2O, water, is a natural byproduct of the earth. It's heating, steam, moisture, oxygen, and hydrogen combining, doing hydrocarbons, water, whatever the heck. And it's, you go deep enough underneath the crust, there's an entire more water than the oceans. Where do you think that water goes from the ocean? You think it just stays there? I mean, what? So this is primary water. 900 feet a ways, but it's not forever. So when you have up on the plateaus where there's no real shallow water in northern Arizona on the plateaus, they don't have any water. So what communities do, they come together and they do a primary well. They'll go down deep, 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 and they all pitch in for that. Then they got water coming out their rear, and you're never going to be short. So if you do primary water, which I'm doing different stuff, but man, it is, water is not an issue probably almost anywhere on the planet. This is what they're finding out. Guess right. what? They, them, those don't yep. want us to know. that, okay? So this is, now of course, the potential to poison it or screw with it or mess with it and industry doing something with God, whatever, that might be a concern. But to have water to do what you're talking about, now that we check that off, what's the next problem? Community, in my mind.
Right? So the next, yeah, it's community. It's, and this is where I made some huge mistakes in my life. I built this community in Costa Rica. It's called Osa Mountain Village. It was written up in the New York Times. The first thing we did is buy a fruit tree nursery, and we started planting fruit trees all over the place. And I had just heard the word permaculture. I still was a rookie, very unseasoned. So we're doing the best we could. And anyway, we were the most successful, the first or second most successful development in the country of Costa Rica in 2011, because we changed the narrative. Instead of selling these beach condos for everybody, we were selling kind of a preparedness village, and a lot of people thought the world was going to end in 2012. Well, the people that we attracted, a lot of them were of the socialist communist mindset. And I was living in this, still kind of in the scarcity, kind of worried about the world's energy field, right? And there's something real. In fact, I say this a lot, Tesla's quote, if anybody wants to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, right? And I'm going to change it a little bit, because the word think is misplaced. If you want to experience the now, if you want to experience the secrets of God, the universe, then be present. Then feel or experience the frequency, the energy, the vibration of this present moment, which I like to call God, right? Because I grew up with that terminology. Experience the now. That's where the ideas are. That's where the creativity is. That's where the awareness needs to be, to hear the messages that are coming all the time, to see the links between things that are happening in our world. When we're present, we can experience and be aware and see. When we're not, we simply can't. And that's what the job of governmente is. Govern means to manage, control, or steer, and mente means mind. The mind control is our adversary, is our opponent in this game of life. The governmente is the problem. You know, and thank you to Larkin Rose, who wrote the most dangerous superstition, fundamental book in our world today, is to understand how this belief in authority is wickedly wrong, right? In other words, we take away our responsibility, our ability to respond to the truth, and we give that to an entity that is most definitely trying to destroy us with their military-industrial complex and all the BS that they put on us, right? So anyway, a little tangent. But so what I did in my community is, when somebody said, I'd like to buy here, I say, okay, bring your money, bring your energy, bring your love, and let's create a beautiful community together. And then 2012 came along. And two things happened in 2012. One is the Costa Rican government started to threaten us. Because of our success, they said, you give me $20,000 under the table. Now, this is a Costa Rican entity that is meant to protect the environment. Right? And the head guy of that entity sent one of his henchmen to us and said, give us $20,000 or we will shut you down for environmental infractions. Well, we considered it because it was scary. When the government, and this is, I was still very immature at the time, when the government comes up and says, give us 20 grand or we're going to shut you down, and knowing what that would mean to our development, it was scary. So I asked a bunch of people, I had a meeting, and I said, what should we do? And I invited some seasoned people into this meeting, and they said, here's what's going to happen. If you pay the 20 grand, then they'll allow you to keep doing what you're doing. By the way, we were doing good work. We were using less than 3% of our total land for roads and housing and infrastructure while putting permaculture all over the place. So we were actually enhancing the viability, the life of the land, right? So anyway, another friend said, if you pay them this time, they're going to come at you again whenever they want to. They might come at you again in 6 months. It might be a year, but they're going to come at you again because now you're a sucker and now you're part of the system. And so I went, oh my God. And we said no. Well, here's the beauty of it. The guy from another entity called Menai or Menaet, who wrote the document, the original document to say where we could develop and where we couldn't, he became our primary witness in court. And the government, Satana, that was trying to extort money from us, their head guy and two of their lawyers signed off on a fraudulent document. That they, in other words, they changed the lines, right? So our guy who wrote the original document.
They changed the what?
The lines on the map, on the topo map. They changed the lines. Yeah. And they used that as one of their documents in court. Our guy who wrote the original document said, and he wasn't our guy. He worked for the government, right? But he worked for a different branch of the government. And he was an ethical guy. He said, this is wrong. Here's what I did. So the government, the court system had to, we won every round of that court case. But it helped me become aware of how wicked the government was. But they weren't nearly as wicked as the people in 2012 who started fighting over the election. Some of them were, who was even running back in 2012? Anyway, they started to fight right there in our, we had one restaurant in the community, which was normally a place of celebration and party and fun, and everybody just had a blast, right? I used to go fishing, catch all these fish, and I would have fish fries about once a month where we just invite people. People would bring their little desserts and different things. It was paradise. And then the government got in with their election campaign, and this is so relevant because the next 13 months are going to be the most trying in the history of humanity. But we're going to interject our message into the campaign. And guess what's going to happen? In the next 13 months, and I'll get into details on this, in the next 13 months, we're going to change the world. We are going to catalyze a shift in awareness that leads to mass adoption of taking the poisons out of our lives. The primary poison that the government uses to control the mind of the slave, of the asset, is scarcity that leads to fear. Scarcity is the lie. Fear is the tool of the wicked. Fear is the tool of Satan, our adversary, our opponent in this game of life. So when we rise up our energy, our awareness to that of faith and courage, which is literally the frequency, the armor of God, then we rise above this narrative. Because this Jim Patrick Gill, this is a temporary experience, right? This is not real. This is the artificial. Ego is the artificial. We are connected to the omnipresence and omnipotence of all that is, of source, of God, right? So when we rise up, as Tesla referred to, then we cannot be touched at the spiritual level. And that is what it's going to take to win this epic war. And on the other side of this war is a mind free of programming, which is called what? It's called enlightenment or light mente. A light mente is a mind that is clear to the now and that is connected to the wisdom of the Creator. And then what's going to happen as a result of that? The Garden of Eden, a place of infinite abundance, is literally our prize for winning the game.
Yeah, but who are you voting for? You know?
Oh, man.
This is, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to tell you this. The audience knows what I tell you. A good friend of mine was really big in the Ron Paul effort. And when Trump went down the escalator in 15 because he had read his book and his family had been in high-rise steel construction, so they kind of, I don't know, knew the same Christmas party people or something. And he goes, now don't be a hater, Ernie, but I want to come on every week and do the Trump Report, which we've been doing for 8 years. Every week. And I'm the whole time, he's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you're still voting? You're still voting? I'm going, this is so anti. I want to get your comment on that, because the politics and like the corrupt politicians and whatever, you know, that dealing with it, which I know I'm going to have to contend with, and we're going to, you know, because I'm creative and I understand, so I don't get all worked up. That's why it's no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, because I agree with you. That is the mind killer. You know, that's how you just, no, they could, yeah, you know, I got 50 gazillion stories of I just choose not to be afraid. You know, a faith in God, you know, a faith in the Great Spirit, a faith in humanity, a faith in, you know, good intentions, a faith in will, a faith in competence that creates confidence. Humanity kicks ass, but, you know, there are those, those won't leave us alone, that want to feed off of us. Like, you know, the politics they are. You know, this, you know, it's just parasites on humanity. Because we are such productive species of create enormous amounts of wealth. They want you afraid that you can't do it. What you're doing is demonstrating, you don't need them. You need those to get the hell out of the way is what you need. But look at this poster child of somebody that didn't do it right, or his building fell over, or his, what? Who cares? It's his, man. What do you care? You know? How is it? You know, oh, but we love you. You know, we love your teeth. You need a bunch of fluoride because Uncle Sam loves your teeth. You know, I'm going, since when did I think Uncle Sam loves my teeth? What do I care? You really? You think I think they care about my teeth? No, there's always something else. So I'm looking at this. One, no fear, going after it. What kind of infrastructure do you have and suggestions and help for their local government problems? You know, the ordinances, the laws, the different states, the rain catching. I remember in Denver, they're going, you're free. We changed it. You're free in Denver now. You're free. Because you can collect up to 2 rain barrels of water off your roof now. You're free.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.